Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
The Bucks game is over. And now it's time for the longest running Pro Hoops post game show in Milwaukee. Hear from the players.
You know, I feel good. I always can get better. But, you know, I know myself. I know how usually it goes. You know, if I'm healthy, things are going to be okay.
The head coach.
You know, offensively, I think, you know, we make a few more shots. Could be dangerous.
And the fans.
You got a guy in Giannis. He's just like the most likable human being. And all the other people fall in line with that. Everybody kind of takes after him. And it's really positive to see that be the team that we give.
This is the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show, driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North. Now, here's your host, Bill Baby Tausch Schmid, on 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Welcome on in. It's the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show. I am Bill Schmid, Baby Tausch, alongside you here for the next hour or so, talking some Bucks basketball. After they finish up this road trip, 3-1, and finish up the first half of the 2019-2020 NBA season. Imagine that. And they do so the best start in franchise history. They do so with presumably the MVP of the league, not once, but now it's about to be twice for our own Giannis Antetokounmpo. 32 points, 13 of 23 tonight, 17 boards, just dropped 6 dimes in there as well. And way to follow up a performance that was the worst of his season just one night ago, as this team struggled through, well, not really, they won by, oh yeah, that's right, they won by 21 last night. And then tonight, they go and win by, that's funny, 21 tonight in Portland against the Blazers tonight, did the Milwaukee Bucks, and they cruise in this one, and the big dogs eat for the Milwaukee Bucks tonight. You want to talk about a 91-point performance by the big three in the Milwaukee keg. You got one here tonight on a Saturday night to finish up the road trip, finish up also the first half of the 2019 season, and we're going to have a lot of that conversation tonight. Chris Middleton fans, where you at? Because these are the nights where you can gloat. Back-to-back nights where you can gloat for Chris Middleton. Those don't happen as much in this town. Instead, they've happened here now twice in back-to-back nights. And the Bucks give you a reason to be very, very happy with Chris tonight. 11 of 17, 4 of 4 from downtown. Add in 30 points from Chris, 29 from Eric Bledsoe, and this team was off and running tonight. But last night from Chris Middleton, he carries the load as you want in the number two guy on your squad, who's going to be able to carry with 27 points, 9 of 12 shooting, incredibly efficient last night was Middleton, and a night that Giannis was down, in a night that Giannis was ready to go and feeling himself tonight with a 32, you added 30 on to that. I had a little bit of conversation last night about Chris Middleton, and the numbers are a lot better than people want to believe, and also I think they're a lot better than even the biggest Chris Middleton fans could have imagined. He's right on the doorstep of having a 50-40-90 season. The same thing that walked out the door last year in Malcolm Brogdon. We're not having that conversation tonight. Instead, we're talking about why this team could possibly win 70 games. I want to know from you at 414-799-1250, if you're up here late night with us, wanting to talk some Bucks basketball, watching the game here tonight, and just loving what you were able to see from your team. This is the halfway point. This is the best start in franchise history. 35-6. I never studied math in college. No, I did communications. Little sprinkled in a little business management in there for a minor. I learned how to annoy people for a living. Instead, I'm no mathematician, but that's 70-12 is what you're on pace for here, halfway point of the season. Do you believe that this team can win 70 games? 414-799-1250. I'm trying to rack my brain to find a way that they don't, and also find a way that they do. While steamrolling through the first part of the schedule, similar to how you did as a 60-win club last year, is tremendous. Have the Bucks had the most difficult of regular season schedules? Probably not. Have they gotten lucky in some of the teams that they've been able to feast on? Sure. But they're undefeated in their division. They've dominated the Eastern Conference, except for losses against three of the top five seeds in the Miami Heat, Boston Celtics, and Philadelphia 76ers. Only weird part about it is, I've only seen those teams once. Now you get back into that meat of the schedule. Boston comes knocking this week, and you get another opportunity to go avenge that one. Way back when, in the beginning parts of the season. And oh, by the way, it didn't start like a lightning rod year for the Milwaukee Bucks out of the gates, right? Let's take you back a little bit. 2-2. Sputtered a little bit early. The big opening night comeback win against Houston. Then you have the home opener against Miami. Blow a 20-point lead. Lose in overtime. People are frustrated coming out of Fiserv Forum. Get a unassuming win against Cleveland, and then you get tested again in Boston and blow another 20-point lead. And at that point, the conversation was these boys are going to have to learn how to continue playing together, right? Different group of guys. You knew it was going to be different. You knew there were going to be different pieces to the puzzle, different tastes in the soup, as Craig Council always likes to say. But you move from and you transition out of that into one of the best winning streaks the franchise has ever seen in 18 straight. I don't know if they duplicate that. But I also don't know if they duplicate losing 2-4. Then they lost 2-5 in the middle of December. Some tough teams that came through. But you're sitting with the opportunity to do something that only a handful of organizations, a handful of groups, a handful of teams have ever done. And that's be historic with your win total. Do you believe that your Milwaukee Bucks can do it? If you get output like this from your top three players, who we're going to hear from all three, talking to Zora Stevenson here in the next couple of minutes when we come back, you get this kind of output, I'm not putting anything past them. You get these type of bounce backs after the worst performance you're going to see from Giannis simply because he didn't shoot and really wasn't feeling it at all. And then you get this again? I don't know, man. I don't know. I'm not all that much into the prediction business. I'm into the investment business, if you guys know what I'm saying. 3-0 on my investments earlier today. But you're leaning towards being able to do something great. Can you see them duplicating another 18-game winning streak? I don't know, maybe. I could see it being a 10-12-game winning streak. 18's a little far-fetched. But they got three straight now. And do you actually believe that what they are on pace for is something we could actually see here in this town? And that is a 70-win ball club playing at Fiserv Forum. They win tonight in Portland. We'll go through some of the numbers, also take you back some of the highlights, and there were a lot of them tonight. Bucks win 122-101, just getting started. It's the Big and Safe Pros postgame show. I'm Bill Schmidt, baby Tausch. Appreciate you hanging out. If you are watching just a bunch of football today, don't worry. We were too. If you want to talk about that, sure, the phone line is open at 414-799-1250. It was open in the middle of the show, and I got one of the best exchanges I've ever had while working in this business. I also have that story for you. Matt Velasquez is coming up. We're going to hear from Mike Budenholzer and Giannis Bledsoe and Middleton. They combine for 91 tonight, and you're going to hear from all three of them next. Pick and Save Probes postgame show driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North. We're live with you in a snowstorm on 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Was it a dunk? Was it a key basket in transition? Was it a spectacular play down the lane? It's time for the Wrench and Go drive of the game. Need auto parts? Wrench and Go is a self-service yard. Bring your own tools and access the lowest priced auto parts around. This is the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show, driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North on The Fan.
Offensive foul.
I just like being able to play a highlight with Melo in it. That just made me happy. Bucks win tonight against the Portland Trailblazers, 122-101. They finished the first half of the regular season. Don't worry. If you didn't realize it, it's okay. You get 41 more and more of them after 41. This team's going to the playoffs, they're the number one seed. Right now, they're on pace to do something that only a few teams in NBA history have ever done. I'll give you the names of those coming up. They're on pace to be a 70-win ball club. Do you believe that they can do that after a win tonight against Portland? Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North. The phone lines are open at 414-799-1250. Going to hear from Giannis, Middleton, and Bledsoe coming up here momentarily. But first, let's go out to North Carolina. Say hello to Justin here tonight. Justin, how juice can you get about a team that possibly could win 70 games?
Man, this excitement level, there's not even a good adjective to describe this in the dictionary, buddy. Like, this is super impressive, man. 3-1 on this road trip, three solid games. You know, the first game, we started out rough against San Antonio, but I found it. Thought they found a collective way to bounce back. We found different ways to win as well, which is important. That's why I think this team can win 70 games, because they don't have one way to defend them. You know, if you're shutting down Giannis, then Middleton will go off. If you shut down Middleton, you got DiVincenzo, you got Bledsoe. You have so many different guys that can take the point. You got Connaughton off the bench. You got Robin or Brook. Like, this team is deep, and that's why 70 is definitely a formality for us almost. Hopefully it's a formality for us.
You know, Justin, it's cool to see tonight, and you're right with the 3-1 road trip. It started with a tough one in San Antonio, an opportunity to get beat against a really, really bad Golden State team. But we all saw them battle through just an ugly, weird game on Wednesday, and then they come out and thump two teams. And last night, they got punched in the mouth there, and you watched them go up 18 and then go down 3 in the span of about 12 minutes. That was resiliency you saw, albeit against a lower opponent, but those kind of traits are title-type traits.
Resiliency at its finest. Winning is a habit. We're starting to that's starting to become part of the Milwaukee Bucks culture, which is great. And one thing about these teams, I know 3-1. First of all, when you blow out the way we did, we blow out that Popovich team, and then we had all those sports in our highlights. You know those guys. Being coached by him, Duncan, and I forget her name, but you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, Becky Hammon.
Becky Hammon. That coaching staff is not going to allow you to come out and do it again. And that game was still competitive to the last couple minutes.
Mm-hmm.
But we find a way to win, and that's an important thing. Now, another thing I want to tell you before I go, man, it is really baffling to me tonight to see Carmelo Anthony play basketball, to see the way he's been playing, and to imagine this guy was not on a roster until this year. He has plenty of juice left in the tank. maybe even our Bucks should have taken a look at him last year instead of getting Mirotić or something like that. I know that that water under the bridge, but I'm just saying, when you see the performance that this guy puts on night in and night out after hooping in, what, YMCAs or Boys and Girls Clubs or wherever he was getting his workout, it's phenomenal, and he is truly a talent. He is one of my most annoying players ever because he always seemed a way to kill the Bucks when he was in Denver, New York, etc. But gosh, it's just baffling how this guy didn't get his shot, man.
I love it, Justin, because like people talk about him just being a pure scorer like it's a bad thing. I mean, he doesn't play great defense, but he is there. There's bigger liabilities in the NBA defensively, and also he's just. I've always loved that he can beat you inside and out any different time and wants to be able to do it one-on-one.
Absolutely, bro. Hey, man, keep up the good work. You guys got me super nervous with everybody picking the Packers to win, but hopefully this is just a trend that starts with them too. And lastly, man, you know, all those Middleton haters that call in and bash them all year, please call it now. That's back-to-back 30-point games in case they weren't keeping a record of it.
No doubt about it, and big-time performances. They needed him last night. Justin, we'll talk soon, man. Go Packers tomorrow. That's Justin in North Carolina at 414-799-1250. The opportunity to be a different type organization, be a legendary type organization, one that finishes with 70 wins, those are heralded numbers. Right now, they're halfway there. Do you believe that they can do it? Let's go to Josh downtown. He's up on the Fan. What's going on, Josh?
Hey, well, forgive me. I did last guy's. You guys are nuts. Jamal Anthony is a cancer. He's doing okay now, but that's because he was out of the league, and he appreciates it. He made every team. He's like the most overrated guy that's probably ever going to get.
Okay, Josh, hold on here. Hold on. Are you talking about he made the Knicks worse? Because the Knicks are a trash organization. Don't blame that on Carmelo Anthony, that James Dolan is the worst owner in professional sports.
Okay, if you think Carmelo Anthony's the savior, you're crazy.
I never said he was the savior, but he deserved to be in the NBA.
Yeah, I'm not. Well, whatever. That's beside the point. As far as the Bucks, I'm happy everyone's on the bandwagon, but I have to say, I'm hearing people complain about how boring they are. It just blows my mind. This is the best thing ever. I hope they blow everybody away to the finals. This is like the best thing in Wisconsin sports history. As far as I can, I wasn't old enough to appreciate 71, but this is amazing.
No doubt about it, Josh. Appreciate it, man. And it's a similar kind of conversation that Josh is saying, like, we have with the Packers, right? It's a different way that they've won games. And at some point, it became like a bad thing that you were winning games in a different way. Like, you were winning games ugly, and you were winning games with defense. And a lot of times, it almost felt like it got overshadowed, like it was easy to do so. And you should be, you know, laughing at the fact that they're doing it or not realizing that it happens all the time. It was a weird feeling to me on those kind of conversations. But to blow teams out like they've done, their point differential, guys, is stupid. They are averaging winning games right now by over 13. The teams don't do that. That type of point differential, right now it's 12.3. Last week it was 13.2. Couple of tough games, and then you obviously lose one against San Antonio and get blown out in that game. That's a point differential record. But to be a double-digit point differential, the only other one that's close, the next closest, is 8.3, and that's the LA Lakers on the other side is the one seed. So, I mean, the historic nature of what it is, as Josh said, I'm down blowing teams out left and right. Also, because when you blow teams out, for the most part, that means you cover. And the Bucks covered at a 64% rate last year. By far the best in the NBA. And a lot of people were very, very happy on that. I told you that there's some elite, elite company that you're talking about when you put a team in the stratosphere of being able to win 70 games. That's the exact number the Bucks are on pace for at 35-6. We just hit the mathematical halfway point of this NBA season. And it is a rare feat to be able to get that far and get that close. There's only been two teams in NBA history that have won 70 games. Only two. Only one of them won a title. That was the 95-96 Bulls. The 2016 Warriors, 73-9, all-time wins leaders in a regular season. That's the team that got bounced in the finals by a chase down block and a Kyrie Irving three in Oracle Arena, and the Cleveland Cavaliers were able to go away with that W. Only two teams have done that. Two have had 69, the 72 Lakers and the 97 Bulls. But that kind of a run is legendary type stuff. To be able to get into that stratosphere, I don't know if this group is right there yet, but do I think that they can get there? Possibly. 58.5, the over-under in Vegas. Now, there's some real reason and some real possibility that, that could still come in. Look, you got to stay healthy, and you got to be able to continue taking care of business. The schedule will get tougher towards the end of the year. Still got a lot of dates with Toronto. Still got multiple dates with Philadelphia. Still got multiple dates with Boston. Three of those. Three with Toronto. And three more with Philadelphia. As well as a trip to Miami in your future as well. So, it's not going to be easy to get there. But do you believe that they can be the 70-win ball club? 414-799-1250. I don't want to keep you waiting any longer for the X Factor of the night, because it is just phenomenal, this conversation Zora Stevenson was able to have after the game.
Giannis tracks it down and jams.
There's always something unexpected that changes the game.
It's going to be crazy, man.
Here's tonight's X Factor of the game. Brought to you by Bryant and Stratton College Athletics, offering athletic scholarships in 15 junior college sports. Learn more at bscbobcats.com. This is the Pick and Save Pro Hoops Postgame Show, driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North on The Fan.
Giannis just keeps making NBA history. Has another one here I'll share with you in a moment. But first, Zora Stevenson caught up with the men that accounted for 91 of the Bucks' 122 points in a 122-101 victory over Portland. Giannis, Chris Middleton, and Eric Bledsoe with Zora Stevenson after the game.
Playing fair tonight, fellas. I appreciate it. Four cities, four games, second night of a back-to-back. Where do you find the energy to get through this one?
Just got to want it. It's fun to play with these guys.
It's coming.
Trip, man. To be around these guys all day for a week straight, it makes it easy to come out here and play hard and play with energy every night.
Last night, you all combined for 51 points. Tonight, 59. Giannis decided to add 32 as well. Payback. Payback is tough. Payback is tough.
That was you did that.
See, last night I wasn't in on it, but tonight I let it happen to you. On the broadcast, we're trying to come up with names for you two. This is you guys right here. 32, 29, 30. How do you guard that?
I don't know, man. I don't know. For me, it's easy to guard me, but I do guard these guys, man. They played unbelievable tonight. He was knocking down shots. He was getting downhill. It was amazing.
What part of the court do you all not have covered? Let's think about it, right? Eric getting into the paint. Chris can hit from anywhere. You do a little bit of everything. Is there a piece that's missing?
I don't know, man. These guys just make the game easier for me, man. He's just throwing lobs for me. He's just knocking down shots, so there's so many driving lanes. They make the job easier for me.
Bled, how much fun are you having with this group? You can tell when you all are playing, you have this cohesiveness.
I've been with these guys 3 years now. It made me feel like it's home. And I wouldn't be with rather be with another group. They're special, man. I'm just happy to be here.
Appreciate the time. The Bestie Bucks, thanks so much.
Did that really just happen? It's time for the Are You Kidding Me? Moment of the game. Brought to you by Gene Wagner Plumbing, celebrating over 50 years in business. For any residential, commercial, or industrial plumbing needs, go to GeneWagner.com. This is the Pick and Save Pro Hoops Postgame Show, driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North on The Fan.
Bucks beat the Portland Trailblazers 122-101. Zora Stevenson, just really, really good stuff there. She does an excellent job on this broadcast, guys. You want to talk about two home runs that the Bucks signed. Katie George, I thought, was phenomenal. Thought she was a really, really good storyteller, and that was the essence of her job. Zora coming over from doing news and being able to go hop onto a beat and be able to just be as open and honest as she has been. I think Zora Stevenson has done an incredible job taking over this and just finding the trust relation in these one-on-one interviews that she does. Similar to like Mike Clemens. When there's an art to being able to do that. Now I'm getting really, really broadcast nerdy in here. But there's a conversation and a story that needs to be told, and they're doing a very, very good job of that at the Milwaukee Bucks, sharing the story of this Bucks team and being able to allow all of us to enjoy the ride that they're taking us on, because it has just been a boatload of fun here in 2020 as well as we just kick it off. 414-799-1250. Let's go up to Appleton and say hello to Adam. Adam, you're on the Fan. What's going on, dude?
Bill, baby, Tyler Schmidt, how you doing?
I'm good, Adam. What's happening, dude?
And I want to also give a shout-out to Austin Delaney.
Yeah, man, Austin D's chilling out here. What's happening? Yeah, what's on your mind?
He's a great guy, as are you and the rest of the people who work for the Fan. But Austin's a Oshkosh graduate now, and I go to Oshkosh, and I'm near my end of close to graduating there. So I know Austin really well, and he's an awesome guy.
Adam, what are we looking at? What are we looking at for that grade?
Talk about the Bucks.
Hey, chill out here, Adam. Chill out. This is my show. I got to roll this. Adam, what are we looking at that grade point average as you're getting ready to finish up college?
Oh, I think I got a solid 3.0 right now.
Okay. What do we got? We got any gen eds done? We still have a couple of internships to do.
What
are we looking at here?
I got all my gen eds done.
Okay.
End of my
little capstone.
Graduate.
You got capstone coming up here?
Yep. I got my capstone for my major, radio, TV, film, and my minor, capstone for communications.
You've been thinking about what you're going to do on your capstone here, Adam?
Sorry, what'd you say?
You thinking about what you're going to do on this capstone project? Man, that's a load. Don't wait till last week like I did.
No.
That was a 17-page paper I had to do in a week.
Early, yeah.
Yeah, you got to get in on that.
And as far as internships, I've interned at Woodward Radio in Appleton, so yeah.
Tremendous stuff. Adam, what's on your mind tonight,
man? So, yeah.
Appreciate it, dude.
Do a little better of everything. But as for the Bucks, I mean, the people forget that the Portland Trailblazers, if you look at their record, yeah, it's not that great, but they do have some very solid, capable players on their team with Lillard, McCollum, Carmelo Anthony. I mean, they're a little banged up right now. Nurkic is still out from that gruesome injury he had last year. But they got some nice players, and yeah, their record doesn't show for it, but the Bucks were able to go into Portland, a place that in recent years they haven't done so well in over the course of the last few years. So I was very impressed to see them handily win by 25 in most of their games and most of their wins this season. They're just handily beating all these quality NBA teams, and it's really impressive.
No doubt about it.
And it's one of those things where Middleton and Bledsoe are really playing well, and they have the whole on Fox Sports Wisconsin, now they're calling it Midso or Metso, which is awesome, and Giannis is amazing, and then they have all these complimentary players. I mean, they're just a complete team and probably the deepest team in the league and the best team in the league, so I'm just looking forward to see them continuing to do great things and hopefully making that march to the finals, and hopefully they can go and win the championship. But obviously we have a lot of work to be done before that point, but it's really exciting too, because I've been a Bucks fan all my life, and I lived through the tough years and the bad the 15 win Larry Drew season, and I watched every game, and I stuck with them.
Yeah, that was painful.
Always. I'm a diehard fan from a Wisconsin sports, and it's really cool to see, you know, obviously the struggle was tough, but You stick with them, and now you're seeing them at their best and the best team in the league. So,
Adam, can I tell you a quick story about what it's like to be a Bucks fan? You ever had a bamboo plant?
No.
So a bamboo plant, right, Adam?
Yep.
You got to water a bamboo plant that's planted in the ground five times a day for 8 straight months. Times a day for 8 straight months at the exact same time. You got to have it spaced out at a certain time.
Yep.
You don't see any growth for 8 straight months.
Yeah.
You continue to water that bamboo plant 5 times a day for 8 straight months. And then, once you do that and you continue to water it 5 times a day for 8 straight months, 8 months after, it grows 40 feet in 8 straight months.
Yeah.
That's what being a Bucks fan is all about.
That's a great comparison and a great analogy. And that, Baby Tellers, not only the players are really good for this team and really deep, but the coaching staff. I mean, getting Coach Bud, I mean, he's been amazing.
Mm-hmm.
In there.
Oh, yeah, he has been.
Great. And
big time.
From basically from top down, the whole Bucks thing they got going is just great, and they're playing an amazing arena, and it's just awesome.
It's amazing, man. Adam, appreciate the call. And Adam, keep watering that bamboo in the classroom. I want to make sure you graduate. I want to hear a story about Adam walking across the aisle. Austin D, hanging out on the other side of the glass with us here tonight. Austin, can we get a progress report on Adam from you? What do you know about Adam? He had some glowing things to say about you. Some really, really positive things to say about you.
Yeah, well, Adam's a great guy. I had a few classes with him.
A couple of adult beverages, as it may have sounded like, for Adam?
I mean, I've never personally had any adult beverages with him.
Okay.
I've had a few with quite a bit of people up in Oshkosh, but
right.
Never Adam. But he was a good guy. Hung out with him in class quite a bit.
Nice. Well, Adam seems like a really, really class individual. I was a big fan of
Adam. Great class guy.
You know that watering the bamboo story? I just made all of that up. I had a similar thing that one of our football coaches in high school used to say, and it was like our running like tagline of the football team was water the bamboo each day. Better water the bamboo, boys. Each day we got to come out here, we got to water this bamboo. And he would tell us the same story similar to that. I don't exactly know like the time frames of it. I just made all of those up. But it was something like you have to water it a specific time each day at nauseam. And it never grows until a certain point. And then all of a sudden it sprouts like 80 feet in like 2 weeks or whatever you would say. And that was basically his idea of what we were going to do in the playoffs. But we won our first 3 conference games and then lost 6 straight and didn't make it. So it really didn't pay off very well.
Well, I'll tell you what, you had me fooled. I hope we don't have any listeners out there trying to grow bamboo now.
It sounded good, right? I really like bamboo. It's a good plant. It's useful. It's sturdy. It's similar to wood. You're able to use it for all those points. But yeah, I don't know exactly what the timeline on growing bamboo is, but it sounded good. Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show here on 105.7 FM, The Fan. Bucks win by 21 tonight. They get 91 accounted for by Giannis, Middleton, and Bledsoe. On pace to be a 70-win ball club. Do you believe they can get there? More next. Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show on The Fan.
Who's banged up on the Bucks?
Once I felt I could put weight on it, I was like, I had to get back out there.
This is the McCormick Law Office Milwaukee Injury Report. McCormick Law Office, the back injury attorneys. This is the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show, driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North on The Fan.
Everybody's good for the Milwaukee Bucks, so that's not what the injury report's all about tonight. Bucks win tonight by 21, back-to-back 21-point victories as they close out this road trip in Portland tonight. In Sacramento last night, we've been with you for both of them here on the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show. We're driven each night by Mercedes-Benz Milwaukee North inside the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin Studios. No, the injury report tonight is for all those injured egos of the meteorologists in town. Because we were supposed to have Snowmageddon here if everybody was waiting for it. I mean, there's like an inch of snow maybe outside. So all the 8 to 12 inches that we were supposed to have just ended up not happening. But I'm glad people like Mark Baden from WISN are able to play with themselves here a little bit on this one. Mark Baden goes, I predicted the Ravens would win. Not my best week for predictions. Good way to be a good sport about it, Mark. Because you know what? It just wasn't. Don't worry about it. It's not a big deal. Bucks win tonight against Portland, 122-101. They're now 35-6. That's on pace to be a 70-2 team. There's only been 2 teams ever to win 70 games, 72-73, done by the 96 Bulls and the 2016 Golden State Warriors. Can the Bucks be the third? Do you believe that they can be? 414-799-1250. We're going to hear from the head coach. Also going to hear from my guy, Matt Velasquez. He's hanging out in Portland at the Moda Center tonight. He'll join us live from Portland coming up here soon. But first, let's hear from Mike Budenholzer here on 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Let's hear from the head coach. This segment is sponsored by Schneider. For over 80 years, they've been offering great careers with great benefits and more home time. Visit SchneiderJobs.com or call 1-800-44-PRIDE. This is the Pick and Save Pro Hoops Postgame Show, driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North on The Fan.
Mike Budenholzer usually excited after these games, and when a team is able to get it done like they do tonight, 91 points from Giannis, Middleton, and Bledsoe, respectively 32 from Giannis, 30 from Middleton on 11 of 17, 4 of 4 from downtown, 3 of 5 from deep, 11 of 20 from the floor for 29 points was Eric Bledsoe. A little bit of production off the bench coming from Dante DiVincenzo. Here's the head coach as he gets to come home, take on the New York Knicks on Tuesday night.
I think impressed with the guys on a back-to-back on the end of a road trip to come in and have the focus and effort really on both ends of the court because they're hard to guard. Lillard and McCollum are two of the best guards in our league. So they test you, and I just feel like the group was focused and in a good place tonight.
Coach, you referenced it already, but to be able to play this well at the end of a road trip on the end of a back-to-back, just what does it say about a team to, maybe not save the best for last, but to play their best for last?
I think it's just, I think it speaks to maybe the consistency of the group, the character of the group, the professionalism. They take care of themselves. They're all about just kind of getting ready for the game. And, Giannis, the big three tonight, Giannis, Chris, and Bled are just, pretty phenomenal. So, I think it's just, I think it says a lot about them.
The big three, Giannis has 32, Chris has 30, Bled has 29. How much easier does that make your job as a coach when all three of them are clicking like that?
Yeah, just trying to get out of their way, just maybe keep them on the court a little bit more. But it was good because, we can kind of, one of them can be out and the other two are gone, or maybe two of them are out and one of them keeps going. So we're really fortunate. Bled was so good and getting to the basket and finishing and took over for some big stretches and hit three balls. So it's just a great effort by those guys.
I know we've been annoying both you and Giannis with questions about his back. Just the statement he kind of makes in that first quarter and how strong he came out tonight. Just what can you say about that and send the tone?
I guess nobody's probably ever 100% healthy, but I think he wanted to put a statement on the game. And Giannis was very good last night, but he probably wasn't his super, Giannis that we're all used to. So I think, whenever he has one of those games, you feel like he's going to come out and play with force in the first quarter, want to put, a different spin on the game, and, he definitely did that.
You guys were here with all different types of styles throughout this road trip. Just what can you guys take as a whole from this, especially at the halfway point of the season?
I think it was good these last couple nights that, just, I think for different reasons, both teams had to play some really, really small groups and, just different for us. And, I like that we could pull Sterling into the rotation and get minutes out of him. And but also still, Brooke and Robin and Irsan and these guys learned to play against smaller guys and smaller lineups. So we did a little bit of both. And, so I think it's always good when you have to play different styles.
I know last year we talked about Malcolm and his efficiency, 50, 40, 90, while averaging like 13 points a game. Chris is doing it, averaging nearly 20 points per game. Just what have you seen from him since he's returned from his injury?
He does it just in a really, efficient is for sure, and sometimes it feels quiet. He's just rising up and making shots, and there's not a lot of flair, a lot of, that goes into it. There's no wasted motion. So he's just such a great player and gets to his spots and just got enough height, enough, rise in a shot where it's hard to bother him. So I think he's been in great rhythm since he came back.
What do you think when you hear that you're halfway through the regular season, you guys are on pace for 70 wins?
I think we're halfway through the season. We got a lot of work to do.
Marcus, it seems to me this has been a decent deflection game.
What defensive play stood out?
Giannis knocks that away from Love right at the rim.
Here's the Laborers Local 113 defensive play of the game. The Laborers Local 113 Milwaukee. Feel the power at LIUNA113.org. This is the Pick and Save Pro Hoops Postgame Show, driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North on The Fan.
Reclassified and as a 19-year-old graduate was able to
time. Bledsoe blocks and knocks it away from Carmelo Anthony. Robin Lopez smiling as he defends Carmelo Anthony, and he swats it back. Anthony stays with it, and the Bucks control.
All right, not one, but two. I'm telling you, anytime I got a chance, I'm going to play Melo in a highlight. Those weren't necessarily highlights from Melo, but he had 19 tonight. Bucks win it 122-101. Pick and save pro postgame show here on 105.7 FM, The Fan, 1250 AM, and the free, yes, free, I stress free, radio.com app. Is everybody else, the four-letter competitor in town, they're now making you pay for podcasts. It's one of the funniest things I've ever heard. So if you want to listen to what they've done, like if you wanted to, if they were doing a show like this on their station, you would have to pay to go back and listen to this podcast tomorrow because you fell asleep on the couch with some wings on your lap because you were watching football all day. You maybe passed out after a little bit of Bucks game. Notice they were up 22. He said, whatever, I can just pass out. It's all good. I'll knock out and listen to Billy tomorrow and hear what happened on the game. They would make you pay for that. We don't here. We actually make it even better because now if you missed anything, like my Water the Bamboo story, which people are liking on social media, you can go back and just rewind it like live radio. You can go on a DVR and rewind on the radio.com app. Technology's crazy here these days. 105.7 FM, The Fan. We're going to get you ready for some Packers football tomorrow right here on The Fan starting at 9 a.m. It's called You Better You Bet. It's an Action Network special along with Radio.com Sports, who puts on You Better You Bet each and every Sunday before games. Tomorrow it's 9 to 11. It was 9 to 11 today. And they talk all things gambling, all things investments, the types of parlays you want to put down. They got player prop numbers for you tomorrow. They got anything you could possibly want tomorrow from 9 to 11 investment-wise into the games tomorrow. Check those guys out, Danny Parkins, Nick Costos, as well as Joe Ostrowski, doing it from Chicago, and it's just, it's a really, really fun program, and they have a lot of fun doing it, and it tells, and it shows, and you can feel it while you listen, so check that out tomorrow. And also, guys, check out some windows for your house to save some money, because your windows are costing you a lot of money. The wind that was going on yesterday was no joke. If you were walking out today, if you didn't slip on the ice, you're lucky you didn't get blown over. And if your windows aren't up to par, that cold air is going into your house and you're losing all the warmth that's in your home through those leaky windows. Make window replacement part of your 2020 vision with Pella Windows and Doors. Guys, in as little as one day, they can make your home so much more energy efficient that you're going to notice it right away on your first heating bill. You're going to notice it right away when We Energy sends you that first bill and you're going to say, man, Billy was right. Pella Windows was the best thing I had to do. Guys, they're going to allow you to change out these old leaky windows in your house. Even in the winter, they'll replace those windows, and they're a one-source, one-stop shop. They got 9 different styles of windows to fit your particular taste. Vinyl, fiberglass, luxurious wood, whatever it is. And they also have innovations because they have the 2019 most innovative window. It's their roll screen option that you can see through the entirety of your window. You don't even have to worry about the screens at the top. Not like it's a major issue, but the roll screen practically disappears out of you. You don't even realize that it's there. And it's only at Pella Windows. So stop out at their experience center right off Blue Mountain Road. It's tremendous stuff. You can go and roll out these huge, massive walls, and they all have new windows and doors on them. Test it out right there. See if it's going to fit for you. Or you can schedule an in-home consultation today at PellaWI.com. But here's what you're going to get when you replace right now. You'll save with a choice of either 10-year 2.99% APR financing or no interest financing for 18 months on approved credit with qualifying installations. That's a year and a half that you're not going to have to pay anything. No financing, nothing, no interest at all. You're fine. They're not going to tack on any extra money. You have a full year and a half to get that before any interest tacks on. So make window replacement part of your 2020 vision and visit them at PellaWI.com today. Pick and Save Probes postgame show. We're going to hear from Matt Velasquez coming up next. Also, take a look at the next opponent. Not the next one, because the next one's the New York Knicks. Instead, we're going to do the next one after that one in the Boston Celtics. Keep it right here. It's Pick and Save Probes postgame show on The Fan.
Did that really just happen? It's time for the Are You Kidding Me? Moment of the Game. Brought to you by Gene Wagner Plumbing, celebrating over 50 years in business. For any residential, commercial, or industrial plumbing needs, go to GeneWagner.com. This is the Pick and Save Pro Hoops Postgame Show, driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North, on The Fan.
Our guy Matt Velasquez just finished up talking to Giannis Antetokounmpo. He's going to join us in a few minutes from right now here on The Fan. It's the Pick and Save Pros postgame show. Bucks win 122-101. The halfway point in the season is here. 41 in. Yes. I'm taking a few days off. I apologize, everybody. I appreciate you guys welcoming me in. It's crazy to think that I've been doing this now for a full half a season. Got to take over Sparky a couple of weeks ago, or a couple of months ago now, I should say. And, I mean, it has just been more fun than I could have ever imagined, being able to be in here talking Bucks basketball with you guys each and every night. The ability that I've had and the opportunity that I was given here at The Fan to be able to talk about, you know, my hometown team and one of my favorite teams, one of my favorite organizations in the city, has just been an incredible time, and I'm so thankful for everybody that's given me the opportunity. Mitch Rosen, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, Chuck Sullivan, everybody being able to take over here. It's been a dream, and we've had a bunch of fun with it, and we're already halfway through the season, and now we're going to head on out to Portland and talk to our guy Matt Velasquez.
This guy's on the inside. After every game, listen to the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show for the latest from JS Online's Matt Velasquez. Brought to you by the law offices of Thomas Marola. Divorce, child custody, or any other family law needs. Go with experience. Go with Thomas Marola online at marolalaw.net or call 414-327-5800. This is the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show, driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North on The Fan.
122-101, the final for the Milwaukee Bucks tonight. They take care of business against the Portland Trailblazers. At Matt_Velasquez, and you read his stuff at the Journal Sentinel, JS Online. He joins us here on the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show. Matt, 41 of these babies in the bag, 35-6, best start in franchise history. But it didn't seem to faze Mike Budenholzer when you guys told him after the game.
No, he does not care about that kind of stuff. If they're halfway through, it just means they have half their games left, and they got to keep playing well. That's kind of his mentality. It's kind of the mentality of a lot of players in the locker room. They're still impressed and proud of what they've accomplished. But as Chris Middleton said in the locker room, you don't win a championship in the regular season.
Right.
So they still know they have a lot more room to grow and things to improve on. But this is a pretty good place to be. If you had to choose, I think most players would choose this spot.
Yeah, I mean, this is a lot better than, I mean, where Lamar Jackson is sitting at this particular point. But
shots fired.
Right, you like that? I've been waiting on it. Matt, I had this one dude call our radio station thinking we were The Fan in Baltimore and cuss me out very, very drunkenly. And it was one, I'm telling you, he called three different times. The first time to yell, the second time to yell again when I got into him, and then the third time to apologize. So, I mean, it was a fun night for me in here. But it was a fun night to be a guy watching Giannis, Middleton, and Bledsoe. 91 points combined between those three tonight. And they were feeling it early and often. But Chris Middleton, the last two nights, what have you seen out of him kind of being able to take over last night when Giannis didn't have the best night and then still being able to roll into today?
Oh, yeah, Chris was great. I mean, he's shooting the ball really effectively. He's getting to his spots, just knocking shots down. 4 of 4 on threes tonight. You just can't say enough about the way that he is just, you know, impacting the game with his efficiency, his decision-making, his shot-making. Just all of that, to do it on back-to-back nights the way he did, was really great. And Bledsoe, I mean, too, he was right there, you know, with Chris last night, you know, taking care of business against the Kings. He and Giannis had some great pick-and-roll action going on today. Bled was, you know, basically saying everybody else on the Blazers just couldn't stop him. He was getting into the paint. He was you know, driving by guys. Finishing and ones, just all kinds of stuff. Sorry, I'm here in the hallway, and Anthony Tolliver walked by while I'm extolling the virtues of Eric Bledsoe. I don't want to be too loud, but you know, it is what it is. So, it is what it is. Those, you know, Chris and Bled, Just absolutely fantastic. In everything they did, offensively, defensively, they've been really impressive.
Matt, they're on pace for a 70-win club. Do you think that they can get there?
Can and will are different things.
Sure.
I think they can. I don't think they will.
Okay.
I think part of that is because they have a big enough lead in the East, and then they're going to be able to maintain that lead in the East. And toward the end of the season, they're not going to have to play all their guys. You know, they're going to bring up their two-way guys to play a bunch of games toward the end. And if they're like at 68 wins with two games to go, they're not going to change what they're going to do, right? Like, they're going to just, play whoever they have. They're going to play, Frank Mason and Cam Reynolds like 48 minutes or something crazy like
100%,
that.
100%, yeah.
Because they care about what happens in the playoffs. That's the most important thing. I think everybody can take a good lesson from the Warriors a few years ago where they won 73 games and didn't win a championship. And, that's what they're remembered for, fair or not.
100% they are. Yeah, you're right.
They're remembered for being a great team, the greatest regular season team of all time, but, no ring at the end. And that's what you want to get. You want to be able to say that you're a champion at the end. So they're going to, do everything they can toward that end. And things get a little bit tougher. They still have a lot of games against the top of the East. I think they've only played like each of those teams outside of Indiana. They played each of those teams only once so far. So you're going to see a lot more Boston, Philly, Miami, Toronto, and even two more against the Pacers as we get toward the end of the season. And that's a difficult stretch. You got a game on the road against the Lakers. So you're going to have some more tests. So it wouldn't be crazy for them to, drop off slightly. It also wouldn't be crazy for them to drop off slightly because they're 35-6. So
there's only one way to
any
drop,
type of drop off. Yeah, if they're any better than that, then holy cow! Like this is incredible. So it's just more likely that they'll drop off a little bit, which still means they'll be super duper good.
I thought the 58.5 was a pretty fair number that Vegas put out in the beginning of the year. I mean, they're on pace to shatter that, but I agree with you. To get to that pace, you almost have to kind of try to get it, and it felt like that Warriors team tried to get that record, if I can remember so, a couple of years ago in the regular season. And like you said, look how it worked out for them in the end. Matt Velasquez joining us for just a couple of more minutes out in Portland here on The Fan. Matt, so now they come home, they get a bye against the New York Knicks. And then Thursday night in Boston, like you said, they just haven't had a ton of games early here against those top teams in the East. But do you get a sense that they're waiting for that game on Thursday night, knowing how it happened in Boston earlier in the year?
No, not really. I think they're excited to have the rest of the night off here in Portland. They're not flying home until tomorrow.
Sweet.
And a bunch of people have friends and family and all that here in Portland on the trip. I think they're just going to enjoy tonight, break bread, have a good time, and then fly back tomorrow during the day. Probably be home in time for the Packers game, I would assume. I feel like there's a lot of people on that plane. Maybe not necessarily the players, but a lot of Bucks personnel who might be interested in
that makes sense.
That game. But then after that, they'll get back to work. They'll take care of the Knicks, or they'll play the Knicks. And then the Celtics come to town, and it's been really interesting to watch. The Bucks have a very good road record. I don't have it off the top of my head, but it's good. When you're 35-6, you have a good road record. And the rest of the top of the East has been average. Or just, not great in road games. So we'll see. This is one of the first tests of one of those upper crust East teams coming to Milwaukee. Obviously, the Heat came early in the season, but they haven't had, and I guess, the Raptors were there too. Having the Celtics come through, we'll see how that shakes out at Pfizer Forum on Thursday.
Yeah, you're right about that road record. 17-4 for the Bucks, but 11-8 for the Boston Celtics, and 10-10 for the Miami Heat, with my guy Tyler Hero making a case, Matt, to possibly get himself in that Rookie of the Year conversation from Whitnall High School. He's the most successful Whitnall High School alum. I'm just the one that is somewhat of a D-list celebrity, but it all worked out. I had a guy call in drunk from Buffalo tonight. He got to play in the NBA. I mean, they all work out. It goes hand in hand.
I mean, everybody has their strengths and their skills, and you were tailor-made for this. So, you don't need to, be all self-deprecating about it. He's just, doing his job, you're doing yours.
That's why, Matt, that's why this is my most my favorite part of the show, when you and I get to talk after the game, man. Appreciate it, dude. We'll talk on Tuesday, all right?
I'll talk to you in a couple days.
There he is. That's Matt Velasquez. He'll fly home tomorrow and be back with us, but you can go and read his story. Actually, up right now at the Journal Sentinel, JS Online. Go read Matt's stuff right now today and go follow him online at Matt_Velasquez. And he joins us, as all our guests do on The Fan, on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. If you're looking to buy, build, renovate, or refinance in 2020, look no further. Call Great Midwest Bank today. Great Midwest Bank, providing simply local common sense lending to your community since 1935. Look around the NBA scoreboard tonight. Rockets all over the Timberwolves, 139-109. Celtics, who come to town next week, 140-105 at home against the Pelicans. 41 spot dropped by Jason Tatum in that one. Bulls get a road victory in Detroit, 108-99. Lakers on the road in OKC, 125-110. Philadelphia loses on the road. Luka Doncic and the Mavs bounce back after the loss to the Lakers last night, 109-91. Ugly, just 16 points in the third out of break for the Philadelphia 76ers, playing without Joel Embiid. Cavs beat the Nuggets in Denver, 111-103, and the Bucks win in Portland, 122-101. I'm Bill Schmidt, baby Tausch. Appreciate Austin D being in here with us, and you at 414-799-1250. We're back on Tuesday night. We're getting ready for Packers and Seahawks tomorrow, right here, 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.